It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
More often than not, before I start seeing hot flashing and night sweat symptoms in my aging female patients, I hear the complaints of vaginal dryness and painful intercourse. This, of course, ends up creating a fear of having sex, and a vicious cycle occurs, which means no less frequency of sexual intimacy, and then, of course, then more vaginal symptoms. Now, today, we have Dr. Mary Jane Minkin. She is a professor at Yale University and a certified menopause clinician of North American Menopause Society. Welcome, Dr. Minkin. Let's jump
Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in and talk about women's sexual health. You know, at what age do you see these minor symptoms of vaginal dryness as well as vaginal pain during sexual intercourse?
Well, you know, that's an extremely common problem, and thank you for inviting me to be chatting about this because it is really important. And indeed, the average age at menopause in the United States is 51. That's average. People can do it as young as even 35 or as old as 59, so there's considerable range of normal. And indeed, although many women associate things like hot flashes, night sweats, as you mentioned, that people don't talk about the vaginal dryness. Either they don't know about it or they don't want to talk about it. And as I tell my patients, I always say, do you want the good news or do you want the bad news? That the good news is that the hot flashes, night sweats, all that fabulous stuff tends to get better over the course of time. Now, it may take a while to, you know, resolve totally, but it does tend to get better. Unfortunately, the vaginal dryness tends to get worse. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it sure as heck happens to a lot of people. And indeed, it can be insidious. People can say, oh, I'm just a little uncomfortable. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I really am uncomfortable. And it can just be more uncomfortable. And as you pointed out, when you start feeling uncomfortable and you do avoid sex, then things can escalate to get worse because, indeed, many people have heard that expression, you know, use it or lose it. Well, there is some truth to that. And, indeed, one of the things that we do find is if we can get our patients comfortable to be able to enjoy intercourse on a more regular basis, that they will find that they're more comfortable over the course of time because, actually, sexual activity leads to better blood flow to the pelvis. We know this. So this is, I mean, you're absolutely right in saying once it gets to be a problem, it can become a worse problem if you don't attend to it. That's absolutely correct.
Oh, you know, I often recommend women who complain about this to definitely go see their gynecologist and possibly discuss about estriol cream or DHA or testosterone gels that they can apply to the labia and vaginal area, that it will really help produce more mucus and keep their vaginal muscles and the tissues much stronger. Do you also recommend these formulations?
Absolutely. We use those regularly. However, many women, though, want to start something, you know, that's even without a prescription first. And, you know, many people, you know, try to do some self-help stuff. And there are things that are available. Now, one of the first things that I try to discuss with my patients is that they need to understand the difference between a moisturizer and a lubricant. And what's really interesting is a lot of folks really don't understand that. And a moisturizer is something that you will use on an ongoing basis in the vagina to sort of, you know, sort of get more moisture attracted into the walls of the vagina, whereas lubricants are things that can be used at the time of intercourse to make things slipperier, so to speak. And indeed, one of the most commonly used moisturizers in this country, which is over-the-counter, you don't need a prescription, you don't even need to see, you know, your healthcare provider for this, is something like Replenz, which comes, it's over-the-counter at the pharmacy, and you pop it in the vagina 2 to 3 times a week is what most of my folks end up doing, and it basically sort of sticks to the walls of the vagina and draws fluid in so that it'll tend to make things more comfortable when you're having sex or not when you're having sex. And that's something else that a lot of women don't think about. A lot of my patients will say to me, well, I'm not having sex, so, you know, can I be having pain down there? And the answer is yes, that, you know, women can be uncomfortable. They ride a bicycle, you know, something like that. They go for a run. You know, the things when they're pulling on their tissue, if it's dry, it can be uncomfortable. So don't think you're weird if you're experiencing discomfort and it's not related to sex. It can be related to vaginal dryness. So something microblends is great to use. Now, if that doesn't work, then you definitely want to talk to your healthcare provider, because we can get you some, you know, many things, as you pointed out, there's many, you know, medications, be it estriol, be it testosterone, lots of medications that are available that can be used for patients. Now, the other thing to remember is there are a lot of lubricants that are out there, you know, and some can be irritating, you know, so I always tell my patients, don't get, you know, the giant economy size of whatever you're getting until you make sure it agrees with you, okay, because that's pretty sensitive skin, you know, towards the vulvovaginal area. And, you know, one of them is, you know, there are several that are not terribly irritative, you know, the Replenish Silky Smooth or the Pre-Seed are, you know, fairly innocuous as far as not irritating the tissue. There are plenty of brands out there. And that, you know, try it and see how you do. And the combination will oftentimes, you know, between a moisturizer and a lubricant really keep people much more comfortable. And as we said before, once you can get active, then you may end up needing less of these products, which is great. So that's something to keep in mind.
I love the fact that you recommend women, even if they're not sexually active, to be able to use these products so that when you are, then it will ease the pain and irritation. You'll enjoy the sexual intimacy. One of the things that I find also with my patients is that they complain about more irritation in their bladder, often getting bladder infections. And I mentioned that it has a lot to do with your vaginal health and the tissues
Absolutely.
Surrounding that area. Do you recommend Kegel exercises, and what else can they do to strengthen their bladders?
I'm a big Kegel fan. I think it's good. And I'll tell you the pearl that one of my patients taught me many, many years ago, and this is an honest to God's true statement that I do this every time my patient told me to do this. She said maybe 15, 18 years ago, she said, you know when I do my Kegel exercises? And I said, no, when's that? She says, you know when you pump gas in your car at the gas station and you hear the clicks? I said, yeah. She said, I do Kegels to that. And I said, that's cool. And I use a certain gas station in town here regularly. And I, you know, tell all my patients, you know, you see me there at this gas station, you know what I'm doing. And every single tank of gas that I have put in since she told me to do that, I have done my Kegels too.
That's great. So the Kegels will help then a possibility of preventing bladder infections, you think?
Yeah, I do think they help. I think, again, getting some moisture down there can be very, very helpful. And, again, the other thing that Kegels are very helpful for is because, unfortunately, many of us have a little leakage issue, you know, from our bladders, and I think the Kegels help. There are also some sometimes, I call them Kegel sizers, you know, gadgets that one can use in the vagina to help give you something to focus in on as far as tightening the muscles, and those can be very helpful. One website that tends to have a lot of these things, you can go to metamore.com, and they have a bunch of Kegel sizers and other cool things like that to have you do your Kegel exercises correctly. And they have some very fancy gadgets along those lines. So people, you know, sometimes find those helpful. Some people don't. Some people do. But I do advocate that, you know, that perineal health is very important.
You know, that's a great idea. Because often I actually tell people, especially women who haven't been sexually active into the later years, maybe they have a new lover, and I actually recommend them to get these expanders. Expanders,
yep.
There's these vaginal instruments that
yep.
goes from a small fin to a little bit larger, and you just change it as you get healthier in that area. You know,
Absolutely.
We only have about a minute left. Anything else that you can share for the last minute here?
Well, I want to expand on that topic because it is really important, if I may, that those are the vaginal expanders or dilators. Very, very helpful. And you can use those, you know, with a moisturizer and lubricant to help insert them. And again, if you go to that Metamore website, you can get hooked up to the Soul Source dilators, which are very nice and very comfortable and will really work for you. So I thank you for bringing that up because it's a very important adjunct for pelvic health and for becoming comfortable sexually.
You say Soul Source?
Soul Source.com. SoulSource.com. They're very pretty. They're nice
Great.
Colors.
Well, thanks
and
so much,
they
Dr.
work
Minkin.
Real well.
Really happy that you're at. Great information, lots of resources. You can also go to menopause.org. Menopause.org. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Thank you. Stay well.